our main topic today. We started off with just maybe talking about the popular kids and just in their relation to the rest of us, but we ended on cliques.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start broad and then work our way up to the alpha group, as they're referred to in our notes.
Quote, quote.
Quote, unquote, alpha group. I think every high school has a variety of different groups, and I don't think necessarily they have to be cliques, but I think there will always be people who get along with other people.
Oh, yeah,
and who have common
sure.
interests. So clearly they're going to group together in the, hey, we can trade CDs sort of manner.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think, well, if we're going to start with the popular group, I think the popular group is kind of an iffy matter because no one is ever sure how, like, what they do, how they feel about being popular. And it's weird because me and Megan read this book called 19 Minutes, and it was talking about popular kids and how it's this, like, facade that they have to maintain. And, like, even if they don't want to pick on the underdog, they have to anyway, mm-hmm. just to stay on top. Yeah. And that maybe they're not necessarily happy being popular. Like, if you went up to some person in your school and they were like, yeah, you're one of those people, like, do you think they'd be happy?
Well, I don't know. I think everyone should have the right to be whoever they are, and that you happen to know a lot of people and make friends with a lot of people, and therefore you're popular in that sense, then sure, like, you have every right to be, and I'm sure those people are very happy. But the people who feel that there is a competition on,
yeah,
and that it's all about status, I think those people are probably less happy just because there's a constant pressure.
Well, what's the difference between, like, the kids who get along with everyone and the, like, it people?
I don't know. I really don't have a lot of... I've never really watched that kind of group or paid a lot of attention to who that was or anything like that, because it's so just... I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
So, I really couldn't say what the real
it's
difference
true.
Is. I think it's just how they
well,
do...
Well, I think there's a huge difference.
Really?
I think I wouldn't ever call someone who got along with everyone a popular kid.
Really?
Like, they might be popular, but they wouldn't be a... Like, they wouldn't be
popular
part of the alpha...
Person.
Sorry, the quote alpha unquote
group. Well, I guess in that group, we're just putting the people who are trying to maintain status and who trot on other people. And I think it's really... It probably would be really unstable living in that kind of world, just because, like, even there's so many television shows and books that are all based on the
oh, yeah.
social climbers,
like
and that
Mean
sort of
Girls,
thing. Mean Girls, and Gossip Girl, and all of these
90210.
Things. All these things.
Actually,
where
I have no idea if 90210 is about that.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well,
it's about fitting in.
They all
and
live
basically.
There anyway, so they're
yeah.
ahead of us at least.
So yeah, they all focus on what it takes to be part of the in crowd.
Well, speaking of TV shows, I used to watch One Tree Hill a lot, mm-hmm. and last season maybe, they were in grade 12, so they were just graduating high school, and that was when they were all popular and, like, up at the top of their game. Anyway, now it's interesting to see how the producers took it, because no one knows where the popular goes after where all the popular kids go after high school. Because once my cousin told me once that, like, if your high school years are the best years of your life, then you're not living your life at all.
Yeah.
Like, high school should not be the epitome of everything.
Of happiness, yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't want my life to be over at 18.
Oh, yeah.
Suck.
And, like, all those One Tree Hill people grew up, and they're still messed up, granted, but they turn out to be good people. You know, I'm a big fan of people growing into better people.
Yeah? Who's not a big fan of people growing into better people?
I okay,
mean, really,
sorry.
It's
I mean,
like,
I'm a believer.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm a believer. Like, I think it happens, undoubtedly.
I think most people become better people. I think some people could not possibly get worse.
That's true.
But, yeah.
Maybe not better people. Maybe they just grow as people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a more politically correct thing to say that there's not better people or less good people. We're all just people, you know?
You know? What about those people that,
cut in line?
Oh. I was gonna go on to our next click. I was gonna be like, what about those people who get their lunch money taken away?
Aw.
The geeks? The nerds?
Yeah, then we have the geeks and the nerds. And there's a variety of ways to become a geek or a nerd.
Oh, for sure. There's drama geeks.
There's band geeks.
Art freaks.
Exactly.
Computer geeks. Just the smart kids in general.
Yeah.
Although the one thing I think about being a geek or a nerd is that you don't really have expectations to live up to.
Oh, totally.
Like, socially. Okay, obviously, you know what I mean.
But. Yeah. Well, there's a lot less pressure, and I think geeks are more accepting.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, you can wear whatever you want. They don't really care. And I feel like the fewer social expectations that are being rammed down your throat, the freer you are to be whoever you want to be.
I think that's true.
I don't know. Personally, my view of cool is a little bit skewed. I mean, I think that a lot of nerdy things are really, really cool. And I hate the fact that most, like, generic definitions of cool are just not caring about anything of significance. We're only caring about things that other people around you care about. And I think that's so disappointing because...
That is very disappointing.
Like, just the fact that in order to be looked up to by your peers or seen as the alpha group, you have to not care or not want to participate or think things are lame,
mm-hmm.
or just say, oh, that's not cool, or basically define yourselves in the things that you're not. So, oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Why would you volunteer for that? Or what's the point? Like, yeah, those kind of phrases.
Caring.
It's just like, then what's the point in not caring?
When you talk about that and you talk about just fitting in for the sake of fitting in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it can go that way as in, like, just your mannerisms and what you do, but I also notice, like people who just dress like they think they're going to be popular one day, or do you think there's a difference between the way popular people dress or, like, the way they are? Like, do you think popular people are just popular, and then there's a bunch of people who want to be popular? Because, like, there's always those people who, like, dress up in Aritzia clothes, and they walk around in, like, girl groups with, like, blonde bobs and, like...
But you just... No one knows who they are.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. No one really knows they're popular, you know? They're just, like, those girls, like, just in the background.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think the thing is, you have to have a little bit of individuality to be noticed by anyone or to get remembered at all. Like, if you're just, a homogenous group, all dressed in name-brand clothing, I don't think that's going to work for you.
Yeah, because those are all the people that are, that, like, don't have a clique. Like, that we're not going to mention here. Like, if you're not a geek and you're not a popular person and any of the following ones, possibly, you're just, like, a nice person.
And you're just hanging out in the middle there.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I totally think that you don't have to define yourself in any kind of clique or group or put yourself in a labeled section. It's like, we're not just going to shove everyone into a file folder and put them in the filing cabinet and be like, okay, that's where you're placed. I mean, the school does that, and everyone has this file that says all this information about them.
I want to read mine so bad, but apparently it's confidential. Go on.
It's confidential, but we can't read it, which is ridiculous. It's like, what? We can't
that
read about ourselves?
That doesn't make any sense.
It's dumb. Anyway, so I just think the limits that we put on ourselves and each other are just ridiculous.
I agree. Because I think that, well, it kind of makes you wonder how many people you actually know. Not how you actually know them, but, like it's. I think it's safe to say that most people have friends.
I just
stumbled there, like, 12 times. But I think it's safe to say that most of us have enough friends and that your friends like you for a reason, meaning that you have to be individual in some way.
Definitely.
So it just depends on how you swing, like, maybe not how you swing, per se.
But anyway, well, I always feel bad for people who don't have friends, or who have friends who aren't really friends, and that can include people in the popular group, or people who aren't popular, and just don't hang out with people who really click with them, and I think there's a spot for everyone, and there is someone out there who likes the same things as you. But it's just, the trouble is finding that person.
Aww.
Or those people. Like, I've been really lucky, and then for most of my life, I've had people who were like, yeah, you're decent, we can hang out.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, there's some people who just haven't been that lucky, and they haven't found the people that they want to spend time around or who want to spend time with them and made that connection.
The moral of this story, people? Love everyone.
Love everyone.
Just be nice. Be a nice person. It'll come back to you. It's all in karma. We should talk about karma one day.
We should. That For would now, be so we're not good. Going to.
I mean, okay. We didn't just say.
No. So what I think it should actually be the moral of the story is, well, it's don't judge a book by its cover. Sounds really stupid, but it's true. But I will say it in a different way that sounds less stupid. Basically, let people surprise you. Like, I think.
Yeah, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Totally. I think a lot of the times we limit who we can hang out with just by assuming certain things.
You don't hang out with this person, therefore.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of connections that are waiting to be made, and there's been a few times where I didn't expect to get along with someone, and I did, and maybe I didn't, like, become best buddies, but I can deal, and it kind of opens up your eyes to the fact that we have a lot more in common than we think we do.
Yeah, that's true. And there's nothing wrong with, like, giving them the benefit of the doubt and then realizing that you would never, ever want to hang out with them yeah. in another world. And then, like, moving away. It's not like you need to stick to them for life.
Yeah, you're not getting married.
So, now that we've established that both of us were completely nerds, do we want to talk about any other? I don't know if there's any other huge cliques. I mean, there's your stoners.
There's the stoners and the people who the are misfits. Like, yeah, the people who are like loners together. I hate the word loners because there's never loners like just together. One person. There's never like just one person. One it's loner. Like, look at all the loners, and it's like they're in a group.
That's like unite against togetherness.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, do you really understand what you're saying?
No, and then no, don't.
There's the people who really like all the like punk music, or the people who look angry all the time,
like alternative people, like the people
indie
who dress,
kids.
The people who dress all like trendy and listen to cool music and have like the huge
earphones.
Thank you.
Yes,
and those people are the best because you know they're gonna be cool, but you're kind of intimidated because you're not like a. Yourself a trendy alternative geek, but yeah. you want to talk trendy alternative stuff with them, and you're just like,
just like, I'm secretly an indie kid. Please come be my friend.
Please accept me. No,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, semi-related to the hipsters. Oh dear.
Oh, there was the folkies.
Oh, the folkies. The like.
How about just
like
the trendy
hippies?
Girls?
Yeah,
but I just. How about the like class clowns? Because.
They belong everywhere, though. You can get, like, some...
Yeah, they're versatile, hey?
Okay, not everyone can be funny, but, like, from people, like, of different groups and interests can be funny.
But there are people who are just funny, you know?
And that's
and
just
they
their
go
role
around,
life.
And people just like them, and they're fun to hang out with, and everyone, like, knows them by name, and maybe they're the true popular kids.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Humor is a really good tool if you want people to like you, by
no
the way.
No kidding. Everyone likes someone who's funny.
But don't make fun of other people at, like, their expense, because that's mean. Please don't do it. Anyway.
Moral of your other story.
We have a lot of morals today. It's a bit
Not ridiculous. That we don't ever not have morals.
I know. We are very preachy. Ew. What are we doing?
Your face just got quite disgusted. It's like, oh my god, we're preaching something. Oh no.
Hand motions.
We're into the hand motions, too. We are so tired. Okay, moving on.
So the fake fact of the week is that geeks shall inherit the world.
Or wait. Wait a second.
I think that's true. Will the future blame us, do you think?
No.
No, I think
won't.
They'll be fine. I mean, they'll all be geek
so
children.
So that fake fact. but it's our fake fact anyway, so
yeah.
Deal with it, people.
If you can think of something better, do you know what you can do?
What?
You can send it in to alwaysunedited@gmail.com or option two. You post a comment to this
blog.
Or another post on our blog at...
we haven't heard from you guys in a long time. Sorry, at
unedited podcast.blogspot.com.
That's why you do that job.
Yeah.
And I just stay out of it.
Anyway, you can figure out... You've heard
you know
it before.
Who else might inherit the world?
Who?
The leadership kids. We forgot to mention them. They're everywhere.
All the time. Putting up posters for crap and dances.
And in my school, they all have these, like, red shirts.
Really?
And you're just like, leadership kid. People probably think I'm a leadership kid, but I am so anti-leadership. It's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah, I would totally see you with
Maybe
leadership
myself.
Kids.
Well, myself. Like, I wouldn't
like, to be in leadership. I mean, I think they're great people. Don't get me wrong.
They're usually the people who, like, get along with everyone.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Or the annoying people. I'm sorry. I like ordering people around. I know you and you're a leadership kid, you're one of the nice people that, like, likes everyone and everyone likes you. But if I don't know you, I can make a generic assumption that's not true.
Leadership kids are great. It's always nice ordering people around, which is why you probably think I'd be good.